So, Felix, you know when you get a song stuck in your head and it's pretty much impossible to dislodge?
I hate when that happens.
Well, I want to confess I've had this song stuck in my head for a long time.
This is the song Cabros, and it's from the debut album from a Chilean band called Odisea. Now, wait a minute, Jasmine. Didn't this album come out a couple months ago?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about it, but we will in today's show. And for me, this album has been a little bit like a recurring disease.
Nice.
No, I mean that in a good way. I should say I love this song, I love this band. But yeah, I mean, it'll go away, I'll get it out of my head finally, and then all of a sudden, a few days later, I'll be standing in the elevator by myself, and I'll just start belting it out.
You know, they have surveillance cameras in the elevators.
Of course, you know, then I'll get off on my floor and I'll act like nothing happened. But come on, listeners, none of you rock out in private on the elevator or at work in the bathroom. Anyway, in today's show, we're going to be looking at some great recent releases, from a Chilean dance group to a tango singer who fell in love with rock and roll, and a Venezuelan punk band who really, really wishes you the worst. And put on your sunscreen, because we're going to be spending a lot of time in Brazil today.
Caution, these albums are so good, some of them might be getting stuck in your head and have you rocking out in your own work elevator.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
I'm Felix Contreras.
Warning, this is all Latina.
Okay, Jazz, I feel like when you really get excited about a song, you daydream about rocking out to it.
Sometimes I have to excuse myself to go to the bathroom.
See, when I daydream about a more mellow scene. That's why I'm really digging this Canadian band Pacifica and their new album, Super Magique. Pacifica is spelled with a K at the end, and the members of this trio come from Peru, Barbados, and Canada, and this mixes their acoustic/electronica sound into a really laid-back, easy groove that perfectly suits my California surfer sensibilities.
I got news for you. Being from California doesn't automatically make you a surfer.
I know, but I always wanted to be. And if I was, I'd be listening to this cut as I waxed my board and kept an eye out for that next killer wave.
Okay. You know, even though, as you pointed out yourself, I'm definitely the more hyperactive one in this team.
I think so.
I like more energetic music. I do enjoy a more mellow song.
Really?
You know, this cut you just played reminds me a lot of a new Brazilian album I've been listening to a lot lately. The artist is called Paulinho Mosca, and he goes by his last name only. That's M-O-S-K-A. This is his song, Muito Pouco. Agora que voltou tudo ao normal, talvez você consiga ser menos rei e um pouco mais real. Esqueça, as horas nunca andam para trás. Todo dia é dia de aprender um pouco do muito que a vida traz. Mas muito pra mim é tão pouco.
sei mais do que sou capaz. Gritando pra não ficar rouco, em guerra lutando por paz. Muito pra mim é tão pouco, e pouco eu não quero mais.
Now, the title of this song, Muito Poco, is also the title of the album, and it's a play on words. It kind of means a lot of a little. And the album itself comes with two CDs, one called Muito, a lot, and the other one called Poco, a little. And of course, the CD called Muito is more energetic and emotional, and the lyrics for this song we're hearing, for example, are very emotionally involved. He's saying, a lot for me is too little, and I don't want too little anymore.
Muito pra mim é tão pouco, e pouco é pouco demais. Viver tá me deixando louco, não sei mais do que sou capaz. Gritando pra não ficar rouco, em guerra lutando por paz. Muito pra mim é tão pouco, e pouco eu não quero ver.
Now, Felix, for obvious reasons, this has drawn a lot of comparisons with the tango band Bajo Fondo Tango Club. You know, it's clearly very heavily infused with tango music style.
Simplesmente seja o que você julgar ser o melhor. Mas lembre-se que tudo que começa com muito pode acabar muito pior. Mas muito pra mim é tão pouco, e pouco é pouco demais. E muito pra mim é tão pouco, e pouco eu não quero mais. Não quero mais. Não quero mais.
Now, Felix, you recently blogged about the tango legend Carlos Gardel from Argentina, who's part of NPR Music's 50 Great Voices project. And listeners can go to our blog and check that out. That's npr.org/altlatino. Anyways, while we're on the topic of tango-influenced music, I want to tell listeners about another new album which came out in August that I've been enjoying so much. It's the Argentine group Falsos Profetas, or False Prophets, and their new album is called 12 Songs to Listen to When You Grow Young.
Oh, I love that title.
I know. Here's their song, Sin Documentos.
Déjame atravesar el viento sin documentos, que lo haré por el tiempo que tuvimos. ¿Por qué no queda salida? ¿Por qué pareces dormida? Porque buscando tu sonrisa yo estaría toda mi vida. Quiero ser el único que te muerda.
Now, listeners at home who know their rock en español already know that this is a tango-inspired version of the iconic rock song Sin Documentos, performed by Los Rodríguez. Now, being Argentine myself, I'll tell you, it's amazing when you take a step back how present tango is in a lot of our rock music and how much young people still revel in it today.
Espero por ti, me muero y no puedo seguir así. Seguir así.
I recently read an article about singer Martín Elizalde, and it described his voice as a tango singer who was conquered by other musical genres. And it's true. It's true. His tango is all about passion and suffering, and it's very melodramatic. And
I noticed.
His voice is, to me, the voice of a tango singer. You know, it even has that nasal quality. I don't know.
What was that? Do that again.
I'm just like, I don't know. I had this great uncle, okay, who was like the quintessential Argentine tanguero. He was a tango guy, and he was like tango in human form. You know those family members that you think like he's a walking stereotype, but he's real?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And he even used to answer the phone in that tone of voice. You'd call him, and he'd just go, "Olé."
I was waiting.
Olé!
It's a classic.
Porque de esta vida no quiero pasar más de un día entero sin ti. Porque sí, porque mientras espero por ti me muero y no quiero seguir así.
Olé! So, Felix, what do you have next?
Okay, well, since we're on the subject of breathing new life into older genres of music,
very retro.
Indeed it is. This is a band called Los Psychos, and they were from Peru. This is what rock and roll sounded like coming from Peru in the mid-1960s.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Now, don't forget that the British invasion happened across all of the Americas, North and South America, and bands like these were caught up in rock and roll fever, and this is what came out.
Where did you find this?
I found it from this Spanish reissue label called Munster, and they release a lot of classic Spanish rock and roll, but then all from Spain, but also classic rock from all over, very vintage rock from all over Latin America, and I've been waiting for a spot to play it on the show.
I love it. What happened to the band?
Well, they were hot for a minute around Lima, then they called it quits, believe it or not, after their popularity began to cool off. They never really produced an album, they produced a bunch of singles. What's important in this music is this raw, almost punk expression.
I was going to say that. It's so raw.
Now, there are tunes on this compilation CD that have like these three cool part harmonies. And some of the music, it sounds very much like surf rock from the U.S. in the late 1960s. That's why you were doing that surf dance at the beginning here on your seat.
Uh-huh.
But I hear an urgency in.
Speaking of being groovy.
Boy, these are like the offspring of Los Psychos, huh? I mean, there's a direct line. There's a hereditary line there.
You know, I knew you were going to say that as soon as we started playing this track. I thought you maybe were going to hear some Jimi Hendrix influence. I see a lot of the Pixies in this band. It's a Brazilian band called Carpete Florido. And I'm so sorry, my Portuguese is horrible. This song is called Roque Novo, and it's their new album called Meus Heróis, My Heroes.
We'll be right back.
Felix, we started talking about bands that you privately rock out to.
And I should say, Jasmine, you do a mean air guitar sitting there in your chair.
I am the Jimmy Page of air guitars.
Ooh, there you go, royalty.
Anyways, and this next band is a band that I have done many an air guitar performance to since they released their debut album very recently. It's the Venezuelan punk group Elaine and their album De Verdad Quiero Que Te Mueras. Or, no, really, I want you to die.
How punk is that? That's very punk.
Now, in true punk form, this band put out one album and then they broke up. But nonetheless, it's an album to listen to, so check it out. This song is called Like It Naked, and Felix, this band transports me back to high school when I was really, really into punk music.
Oh, were you really?
Everything that was happening to me in my life at the time made perfect sense to me when I heard the Sex Pistols for the first time.
Interesting.
Elaine is a band that reminds me of these bands that I always had a song like this one that we're listening to right now stuck in my head.
You know, Jazz, I know that because of this show, a lot of listeners think I am this handsome, mellow, relaxed surfer.
A lot of people are confused and misguided.
But I do have a wild streak.
You're wearing a yellow shirt today.
Young lady, let me teach you a lesson. We're going to visit a city that has a long history of Latin alternative music scene.
Buenos Aires?
Typical Argentine.
Mexico City?
No.
Bogota?
Nope. Try Oakland, California.
I gotta give it to you. I used to live in the Bay Area, and I will say there's a great Latin alternative scene there.
In another life, I used to promote rock and Espanol shows in California. This is back in the early 90s, and there were lots of very creative musicians making way cool music in the Bay Area. Now, this band is called Carne Cruda, and you can almost say that they're the younger brothers of some of those early bands. Here's their story. They're all members of different bands that play in the Bay Area and tour all over the United States, including the Cuban Cowboys, who we've featured on our show. Mm-hmm. They play funk, they play salsa, they play cumbia, they play Latin jazz, they play everything under the sun. And what they did was combine all of those influences to make their own music under their own name. And their new CD, Oakland Is Tight, is the result.
Some pretty famous friends, these guys, right?
Famous and creative. Now, the album is produced by Greg Landau, who produced a lot of those early rock and Espanol albums from the Bay Area back in the day, and he also produced the last Malita Vecindad album. And also on this cut features a very well-known Latin jazz pianist, a guy by the name of Omar Sosa.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say that this easy groove reminds me a lot of the kind of things Latin music pioneer Willie Bobo was doing back in the late 1960s. Very creative, very fun.
This is Alt Latino, and we've been reviewing exciting new releases from a Chilean guy who wants you to pick up the phone already and come out and play, to a Venezuelan punk trio who wishes you nothing but evil.
Plus, a mellow Canadian band inspires me to pick up a surfboard in my dreams. And a flashback to Peru in the 1960s. Okay, Jazz, we've been getting our heart rate up. Now, how about we wind down just a little bit?
It sounds good to me.
Do you ever actually listen to any mellow music?
I know. I'm like the Energizer Bunny over here. But I relax once in a while.
I've never seen it.
I'll send you a video. You know, Venezuelan artist Checky, who is also part of the duo Jóvenes y Sexys, has in recent months released several new songs that I've been listening to very closely, and they've left me just in shock. I mean, it is really good stuff. I know I have weird tastes, but I find this track very relaxing. Am I the only one?
No, not at all. I really like the very mellow. Oh, it just got busy all of a sudden.
Industrial, but it has a dreamlike Depeche Mode quality, but it feels like floating. It's like an echo, like you're dreaming the music, and it's very ethereal, but it's almost like a hymn.
Yeah, it's that sonic quality, the sound of the music just makes it float.
Every one of the songs this guy has put out in recent months just amazes me, so I strongly suggest that you check his work out.
Okay, Jazz, here's a song that I would listen to when I want to wind down.
Entrou, não se perdeu na hora do adeus. Se foi,
This is Brazilian vocalist Luisa Maita from her recent album called Lero Lero. Now this singer, Luisa Maita, she grew up in a household where her dad was a bossa nova singer. He was a guitarist and a vocalist, so she heard a lot of traditional and pop music as a kid growing up.
You know what, Felix? Actually, most artists we've heard in today's show kind of do that perfect blend of old and new, traditional and cutting edge. Well, Felix, I have to agree with you on that. That's very beautiful, relaxing music.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am going to suggest that we finish today's show with new music from an Argentine group called Chancha Via Circuito, a band which, frankly, as I was trying to decide what song to play on today's show from their new album, which, by the way, is called Rio Arriba, I had a lot of trouble because I just love every single song on this group's new album. But I chose this remix of Pintar el Sol, or Paint the Sun.
This is what's so exciting. This is why I'm glad we're doing this show, to be honest with you. Because you don't hear this kind of stuff. And musicians who are thinking this creatively, combining the old style vocals with this almost, again, an industrial, like a very traditional percussive thing.
Yeah, and you know, to me, it's intensely melancholy. And maybe it's because of some memory associations. You know, this band samples and really does justice to a lot of indigenous songs and sounds of northern Argentina and Bolivia, lots of Andean sounds. And to me, this band's new album has been one of the revelations of this year. If there's one band that you should listen to, in my opinion, from all the bands we talked about today, it's Chancha Via Circuito. Well, I almost don't want to end the show because I want to keep listening to the song.
But we have to go.
You can hear these songs in their entirety at our show page. That's npr.org/music.
And you can also check in on our blog at npr.org/altlatino.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And we've had a blast bringing you all this music today. So let's do it again next week.